All right, so we left off on Zayin Amud Aleph. So Rashi on the Gemara of Carmelis is Ad Yud is the Carmelis. So Rashi says that it's only talking about the Avir. Okay, the Avir of Carmelis is on a Davar She'ena Mesuyam, like the wall, the face of a wall, is up to 10. Okay, but he says, but you can't talk about any surface that would fit these criteria. There's no surface. There's no, what do you call it? Davar Mesuyam. There's no flat. Nah, flat's not a good word. I mean, no, because it could be flat, just not vertical, right?
Horizontal.
Horizontal. Yeah.
Level. No axis.
Okay, you get the point. The top of a, what do you say, the top of something? Right, there's no platform, right? It's like a platform he's talking about that it could be referring to. Why? Because if it goes through the cases, but it comes out to one case that's possible, and that's what? If it's less than 3 tefachim wide. So, if it's higher than 10, yeah, it's true, it's going to be a Makom Patur. But if it's less than 10, so Rashi says what? If it's less than 10, maybe you'll say that what? That the avir above that platform has a shem of kamos, right? The marshal adds in avir, because that's the girsa that the Ran had, right? So the girsa that the Ran had, that the avir on top of the platform will have a shem kamos. We'll have to see why that's why it's the avir. But Rashi says if that were the case, that the avir on top of the platform had a shem kamos, that would violate the Gemara on the next daf, on the other side. That what? That the Carmelis is Mikuli Rishus HaYachid and Mikuli Rishus HaRab. Because in Rishus HaRabim, if you had a platform that's less than 10 Tvachim high, and higher than 3 Tvachim, the Avir above it would be your Makom Patur. So...
I think you need Avir both of them.
The what? Both of which?
Avir Rishus HaYachid and HaRab, that's the point.
It has to be...
it's an inclusive. Kamos is inclusive. It's not going to have a case that neither the other two have.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. So let's go to that Gemara, because he's basing it on that Gemara on Amud Beis. Well, you'll see there's a machlokas about this. It means, so he says, what does it mean that there's nothing above 10 tefachim in Shabbos, right? When Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi says, so the Gemara says, it can't mean that Rosh HaSiyachid is not higher than 10. So Rashi means to say that what? That it'd be Makom Patur. U'botel af l'gabi Rishus Rab. Means say that what? That Makom Patur, that's how Rashi explained Makom Patur. It's botel gabi Rishus Yochin and it's botel gabi Rishus Rab. That's what we said before. What does that mean? Means to say that with regard to Hilchos Shabbos, it's considered a non-entity. In other words, it's batal gabi rishus yachid and batal gabi rishus rabbah, meaning to say that the essence of the whole idea of hilchos of hotzah on Shabbos is the idea of a makom qualifying a cheftzah and the shinui in that shame, right? So to go from rishus rabbah to rishus yachid would be changing a certain change of a new character. A new character. But he's saying that to say that the Makom Patur means it has nothing. It's zero. It doesn't register as any... Lagabi Shabbos, it doesn't register as a new kind of a quality. All you've done is remove the quality of the old Rishus. But it's not considered to be re-qualified in any way. It's Batal. In other words, in the sense of what Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid are, this is a non-entity. It's a neutral. It's a zero. It doesn't do anything. You don't say it's qualified now in a new way. It doesn't register. It doesn't register at all. So Lagabi Shabbos, that's what it means. That's what he was saying. If you're going to say that there's nothing above 10 Lagabi Shabbos, that means to say that in the realm of qualifying cheftzos, above 10 doesn't have any effect. Right? Because he's talking about, because he's saying that, because the Gemara is only talking about Rosh Hashanah. E lema dein Rosh Hashanah lemala miyud. Right? So Rashi explaining, it means to say, it doesn't mean just that it won't be Rosh Hashanah. It means it'll be nothing. It'll be because why is that? Because he's explaining the statement. The statement is that there's nothing Lagavi Shabbos higher than 10. So he has to say it's for both, for Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. That means there's nothing, there's no, it's not Shayach to either one. That's what Makom Patur is.
It's just a non-defined place.
It's like, meaning it's not in the category of Rishios. It's another thing. Like we were discussing when we were first discussing the ideas. Thing. Because here, buttle here means it's like a non-existent thing. Okay, it means, right. All right, let's go back. Right, so you can't say that above 10 tefachim is nothing by Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You can't say 10 tefachim above Rosh Hashanah Yachid is Makom Patur. Because Rav Chisda said, if you threw a, if you stuck a long pole in the ground of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and you threw something and it landed on top of it, even 100 amos up, you're going to be chayev. Because Rosh Hashanah Yachid is ola ad l'rakia. Okay, go ahead. So it can't be that. So certainly above 10 in Rosh Hashanah Yachid has a shaychas for Shabbos. That's Rashi Shittuvia. Okay, so the Gemara says, so maybe something about Rosh Hashanah Rabim, that higher than 10 is not Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And basically the Gemara says that's a davar pashut. You don't need Shmuel to tell Rabbi Yehuda that higher than 10 tefachim Rosh Hashanah Rabim is not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Okay, so it can't be Rosh Hashanah Yachid because that's not true. It is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid higher than 10. And it can't be that you need Shmuel to tell Rabbi Yehuda that higher than 10 in Rosh Hashanah Rabim is a Makom Patur. It's a davar pashut. You don't need to be a sharp one to know that.
Would you like to compliment?
Go ahead. Yeah. Interesting. Okay, so now the Gemara explains why is it that the Carmelis is not higher than 10? The Gemara concludes it's talking about Carmelis. So why is it, and that's something that he was telling him, like a riddle, right? he had to figure it out. Reviewed it, had to go through this deduction.
He said it's just a shot.
Yeah, but he knew that Rabbi Yehuda would figure out what he's talking about. Because it can't be Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that's an open thing. And it can't be that he's telling him about a dover, something in the Mishnah. So he figured out it must be talking about the Karmelis. But why is that so? Why is that so? So the Gemara says, because ikilu borabonan mikule Rosh Hashanah Yachid u mikule Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Mikule Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Go ahead. So it gets a kula of Rosh Hashanah Yachid because it's only if it has four tefachim in width and breadth, that's when it's a karmelis. And if not, it's a makom patur. Go ahead. And kula Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Okay, it's a little bit confusing. Let's say Google Rashi. V'ikilu borabanan. So Rashi is explaining that he's going back on the original two statements. Now, the Gemara was still trying to find what is the unity between these two statements, right? So the Gemara is saying now that's the unification of these two statements. Both of these statements are highlighting that a Carmelis is a Carmelis is like an at will rishus. The Rabbanan composed it. The Rabbanan created it, and they had a liberty in how to create it. It's an interesting thing. You see, it was up to them how to construct rishus Carmelis. Okay, and Rav Dimi and Rav Sheshes are explaining how they constructed it. Go ahead, Rashi.
What were these names?
These are the ones that we got started. Ein Chusa Midalid. Ain't chusa midalid and tofes sara. One second. Now it's interesting. Rashi's saying that what? Interesting Rashi. The ikilu barabonan bekarmelis hol v'isura midivreim ikilu ba. It's a very strange statement, isn't it? Isn't that a strange statement? Rashi says that since the Ister Karmelis is midirabonan, they were makel in it. But they were. What's funny is that normally you say if there's an Issa d'Rabbanan or a Mitzvah d'Rabbanan, we can be makel in it. What does that mean normally? It means to say if there's a suffix about the thing, we could say you're not chayav to do it again. Right? In other words, normally it's when you have the thing, if there's a certain thing that you have, a d'Rabbanan cheftza, a mitzvah, something that exists already that's midrabanan, we have a right to treat it sveiko lekula.
It's not makel for making it, that's just what they made.
But here they're making it themselves. What do you mean they're makel in it? When it doesn't exist until they make it. There's like a funny... they're makel in it because it's drabanan. ...towards it. Mm-hmm. Now, it's normally sveiko drabanan lekula... means you have the thing, you have the mitzvah or the isser, and now it's a question, how do we treat it? How do we relate it to it? What's our obligation towards its fulfillment? So we say that since the obligation is drabbanon, so we're makel if we have a suffix about it. Right? If we have a suffix about it, we'll be makel. But here they had to make the. Here they're making the thing itself. What do you mean they're being makel in it? Yeah. So before we answer the question, so what did they do? Go ahead. So what did they do? What are the kulas? Mikuli rishus yachid. Doesn't seem to make sense either. Mikuli rishus yachid. Go ahead. What's the objective? So in other words, so according to Rashi, what's the objective? Sounds like Rashi saying that. What's the objective now? The objective is to be as makel as possible. Doesn't it sound like that? To be as makel as possible? Okay, so what's the first kula? Kula Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Good. Okay. But, so he says, so we'll take the shear of Dalad Tfachim from Rishus HaYachid. Right? Rishus HaYachid. There's no Rishus HaYachid less than 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim. So we want to be Makel and Karmelis. So we'll demand, right? By making a by putting a demand on something, that's called the Kula here. Right? Because it's apply. Right. Because there'll be fewer Karmelis now. Less area will be considered Karmelis because of this. Right? Yeah, but Rosh Hashanah Rabbim would be much more makel. If you'd say the karmelis had to be 60 amos wide, wouldn't that be a bigger kula?
Would it be less Rosh Hashanah Rabbim?
No, there'd be less karmelis. Right? If you wanted to be really makel and karmelis,
less. It'd be greater or less.
Yeah, if you wanted to be really makel and karmelis, now is which one has the higher restrict has the stricter requirement? Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Rosh Hashanah Rabbim definitely has a higher restriction, has a more restrictive definition, right? So what do you mean we take Nekula of Rosh Hashanah Yachid? It's a chumra of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Okay, go ahead. See, that one's really a good kula because you have a choice. You have a choice. Shusha Yachid versus Shusha Rabbim. Which avir should we give it? So if we give it the avir of Shusha Yachid, then it would be an unrestricted avir. Mm-hmm. But no, we give it the avir of Shusha Rabbim.
Were there any other alternatives in Shusha Yachid? Would it be better to pick?
What?
Are there any other features of Shusha Yachid that would have been more make it pick than Dalat al Dalat?
That's a good question. I guess if you required mechitzos, that would be more mekel. Go ahead. Rosh Hashanah Rabbim nami ikilu Allah. Demikuli Rosh Hashanah Rabbim nami ikilu Allah. Deinu tefeses ba'avir lamala meyud, kirishas yachid, el lamata meyud, kitarishas rabim. So that's the kula. That's Rav Dimi and Rav Sheshet. Rav Dimi came to tell you there was a kula of Rishus HaYachid. And what? And Rav Sheshet came to say there's also a kula of Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so what's the whole tam of the Gzeira of Karmelis? So I guess we have to understand that, right? What's the whole idea? What's the whole purpose of making a Karmelis? Nobody had to make it in the first place. They didn't have to make it in the first place, but they're saying, but since they're the ones who are making it, they're going to be making it. So what's the whole tam of karmas? Yeah, factually speaking, what does it mean that it's a kula of Rishus HaYachid? It means, say, that it could have been that there would be three Rishiyos, right? There would only be Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, and karmas. No. What does it mean, mikule Rishus HaYachid? Mikuli Rishus HaYachid means that an area that's less than 4x4 is not considered the Karmelis. Factually speaking. What does it mean, Mikuli Rishus HaYachid? What's the kula of Rishus HaYachid that they're applying to Karmelis? That when the Chachamim were formulating what is a Karmelis, they had a choice. There's no choice, there's no kula, right? So they had a choice. What was the choice between? Any area at all could be a Karmelis. Even less than dollar. And they decided, no, we're going to give it, it's only going to be a karmelis if it's dollar. That was the kula of Rishus HaYachid. Factually speaking, that was the kula of Rishus HaYachid. Right? And then, apparently, they had another question. What was the second question? No. What was the question?
Why didn't they do Rishus
HaYachid? No. What was the question that they had? What should the avir be? Right? Now, they had two questions. What should the requirement of makom be? Right. So, on that question, they decided for Rishus HaYachid. They said, "No, we're gonna impose upon this the identity. We're gonna impose upon this the requirement of makom that Rishus HaYachid has. Dalal. That's a kula, right? And then apparently they had a secondary question. They had another question. What should its avir be? And they decided it should be like Rishus HaRabim.
More questions that you could ask.
Yeah, so what is the idea of Rishus Karmelis?
What do you putter?
Always putter. It's because it's the Rabbanon. You can't be chayav. It's always putter. So Rashi on Vav says what? Ein nosin v'nosnin b'sochan. Klomar ein metatlin bohen ela b'soch dalet. Mishum de domin l'rishus harabim. V'gazru bohen rabbonon atu rishus harabim. So what's the ikar tam of karmelis, really? It's interesting. What's the ikar tam of karmelis? Rishus harabim. It's a gzera atu rishus harabim. It really is a gzera atu rishus harabim. Right?
What do you mean,
because of. In other words, and that's like the Baal HaMor said. Karmelis is the Karen Zavis, is the ikar karmelis. Why? Because if you didn't have the Isser Midrabbanan of Karmelis, then what? Then you'd be allowed to carry Dalet Amos in a Karen Zavis, which is right off of a Rosh Hashanah. And it's not fenced in, right? So people would think you could carry in a Rosh Hashanah. You'd make a mistake. You carry in a Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting. The Iker Tam of Karmelis is really Rosh Hashanah. Right? I don't think it has anything to do with Rishus HaYachid in its time. In other words, like whenever you make a gzeri, it goes there on the thing that's similar. Like Basar B'cholov is Doraisa. So Midrabbanan you say Besar Of. Right? Because Besar Of in people's mind is similar to Basar. If you let people have chicken and milk, they'll come to make a mistake and have meat and milk, correct? So that's my question. What's the karmelis atu? Normally we think about it as both, right? Normally we think about if you let people use a karmelis, then what? Then they're gonna come to think if you can go from Rishus HaRabim to a karmelis, then people are gonna think you can go from Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachid. But that doesn't seem to be borne out in the Mepharshim. I don't know. I'd like to think to investigate this more clearly. Rashi here clearly is saying the Iker is Mavir Dalet Amos. That's what Rashi is saying. Right? The Iker is Mavir Dalet Amos. That is really not like Rosh Hashanah. That is like Rosh Hashanah. And like the Baal HaMor says, the Iker of Carmelis is Karen Zovis.
The problem is you can go back to Rosh Hashanah and Mavir.
The problem is you can be Mavir and Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. You see, I know we skipped this Gemara, but in Vav, that's what Rashi learns, because then the Gemara has a chatzer that's not mu'revis, right? Chatzer shel rabim avu she'in mufloshen irvu mutar and lo irvu asum. So that's the takana shlomo of erev chatzeros, that if you have people who have their own personal batim, right, private rishus, which opens into another rishus, which is a shared communal chutzir, even though they're all rishus ha-yachid, the takana shlomo that you can't carry from your house to the chutzir. Right? So there Rashi says, mipnesha bayas miuchedas lebal leho v'chutzir rishus lekulon. The house is what?
Just his.
And the chutzir is for everybody. Nimtza motzi mirishus lerishus. So in your mind you have the idea of the normal idea of rishus, ownership rishus. So you recognize in your mind that you're changing rishus. You're going from mine to ours. Afal pishashtei and rishus hayochid. So that's usur. Laso siyag l'torah leharchik. Now here Rashi says, min ha'avera shel yotzi mirishus hayochid l'rishus harabim. See, that's interesting. I mean, makes a lot of sense. I didn't really think about this all until right now, unfortunately. But that's why the heir of Chatzeros is in this whole list too, according to Rashi. The Gemara on Vav is giving you the Rishus HaYochid Daraisa, the Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, the Drabbanan institution of Keneged Rishus HaRabim, and then the Drabbanan institution Keneged Hotzah. Right? So, right, Rishus HaYochid Doraisa, Rishus HaRabim Doraisa. Carmelis is Midrabanan Doma to Rishus HaRabim. And Erev Chatzeros is because it's Doma to Hotzah. But Carmelis is not Doma to Hotzah. Carmelis is really Doma to Rishus HaRabim. Fold. So then the purpose will be twofold of a Carmelis, according to Rashi. It's not to be Mavir Dalet Amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and also, I guess, not to be Motzi specifically from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Right? In other words, would that work out? In other words, if you allowed the Carmelis, then somebody would go from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You're going to bring in Hotzah too? You're going
to
bring in Hotzah too? Because they're not going to think this is, they're going to think this is like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, right? But it's mutter to be motzi from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to a Carmelis, right? So then they're going to think that you can be motzi from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to any Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, right? And vice versa, they're going to. Carmelis. Since you go from a Carmelis to Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you're going to think you can go from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Carmelis to Rosh Hashanah Yochid too. Yeah, but in terms of what it's in terms of the Rishus is Doma to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's right. They're not worried. No, let's put it this way, Yehuda. It's not that they're worried that you're going to go from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Carmelis and think you can go from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Right. It's not that the Chachamim were worried if we allow a person to go from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into a Carmelis, he'll go from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. That would never happen.
Yeah, the person only equating the Carmelis to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.
Because in the person's mind, he's equating Carmelis to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Right? Saying it's, well, he's, I mean, Yehuda's modifying it. He's saying that that when Rashi says atu rishus harabim, he just means because it's doma to rishus harabim, right? But the purpose is also going to be to stop not just mavid al ramos, but it's also going to prevent hotzah. That's what he's adding. It still seems to me, though, that Rashi, because Rashi says ein nosin v'nosin besocha, and that's the one where he says that that the tam. But then once they made it another rishus, of course, now it's going to be usher to go from rishus hayachid or rishus rabim into it. But the ikar of the takana is that it's doma to rishus rabim. It was from the ikar takana you would never say that it should be usher. It was just from the straight Tama Takana, you wouldn't say that it should be us to go from Rishus HaRabim into a Karmelis. On the contrary, right? That's people think of it as we're not trying to prevent that. That's not what we're trying to. We're not trying to prevent that. There's no mistake there that we'd be trying to prevent, because nobody thinks of it as Rishus Yachin. Right? The thing is that it's viewed like a Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, they had to give it the din of Mavid Dalet Amos, right? But once it's a separate Rishus, now Mamela is going to be the Isra of Hotzah from Rishus HaRabim to it, or Rishus HaYachad to it. Yeah, you see the Baal HaMor is on Beis Amud Aleph in the Dapei Arif. The top line of the second column, he says, V'HaKarmelis... Atu kulu lav karmelis ninu? So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara, because the Gemara included yam and bika and karmelis, whatever it was. It's davonis and karmelis. So it says, what's a karmelis? A yam, a bika, and a karmelis. So the Gemara says, why does it say karmelis? Aren't all of these a karmelis? Right? Atu kulu lav karmelis? This one's called karmelis. I mean, the other ones aren't, but they're all karmelis. So why is this one called a karmelis and the other one's not? So he says, Kiyasa Rav Dimi Omar lo nitzrucha el lekaren zavis hasmucha l'rishus harabim. That's our Gemara. It's coming to include another case of a keren zavis, which is is something that's obstructing the normal flow of rishus harabim. So there's the normal flow of rishus harabim, and then there's something obstructing it. Let's say, I mean, different pshatim, but or there's a side, there's an overflow area that the rabbim could get pushed into, so the rabbim could walk through there, but it's not part of the normal flow of the rabbim. So the Baal HaMor says like this. Klomar, what does it mean that this one is called a karmelis and the other ones are not, and it's lo nitzucha el lekaren zavis? Klomar zuhi ikar karmelis shegozru alei hachomim. Now, this is called Karmelis because this is really their main concern. This is really what Chazal were concerned about. If it were not for this case, they would never have done anything. Why? Mishum dezimnin dedochi rabim va'aydi lazam. Rambam, I guess he's learning like the Rambam, that it's like an alleyway that sosam that the rabim could go into and out of. So umischazia ki rishus harabim. It looks like a rishus harabim, right? Vishav yu a karmelis mishum delo nicha tashmishta, and they made it into a karmelis because its use is not easy. Vekulu hanach achrinisi mishum lisa dahach gazru rabbanan behu. All of these other cases, namely the yam and the bika and the etzavonis, are only included as an accompaniment to this. Meaning to say, it means something that goes with it. In other words, it's an unbelievable Baal HaMor. He's saying that you really have an unusual opportunity over here in this Gemara to see how Chazal formulate, saying the only reason to have Karmelis is because of Karen Zavis. But in formulating it, it had to be formulated as a Rishus. They had to formulate a third Rishus, because Shabbos is Rishuyos. Okay, so they had to formulate another Rishus. Once you have to formulate a Rishus, it has to have objective parameters. Right? So now, but you see, the Iker is, that's what our Gemara is really saying. That since they really, you know, the idea is a geder for Hotzah and for Mavid Dal Ramos. We'll say Mavid Dal Ramos essentially, right? Okay, but now the requirements of Rishus are really just because of a structural necessity. So they're makel on how they formulate the structural requirements. You understand? The Iker is really to prevent a case like Karen Zovis. Right? But you can't have, that's not a halachic formulation. Don't carry into Karen Zovis, it's not a halachic formulation. Especially since the Shabbos everything needs to be defined in terms of Rishuyos. Okay? It has to be an idea of Rishus. So because of this concern, Drabbanan, they had to formulate a new Rishus. A Rishus requires parameters. So in choosing the parameters, they were makel. That's what Rashi means, ikilu bo rabbanon. Right? They were makel. It's not like basa b'cholav and oaf. It's not like that at all. Basa b'cholav and oaf, you wouldn't say they're makel in choosing something about oaf because it's only midrabbanon. Right? It wouldn't make any sense. Because that's the ikar thing.
Right.
That is the thing. Mm-hmm. Right? But here, the ikar thing is that you shouldn't... Here, the necessity for definitions of the rishus are really accidental, are really secondary.
Why did they need to make a rishus? Why couldn't they do it?
No, you're right. So that's what our Gemara is saying, that when they wanted to formulate this third rishus, so they could have said anything that's not a rishus yachid or not a rishus harabim is a karmelis. They could have defined it that way. But the kula is that they said it has to be a functional rishus. In other words, they could have defined it as the absence of either one. Apparently, but the kula of rishus yachin means that it has to have the quality of rishus, right? See, it wouldn't be appropriate to say a kula of rishus harabim 16 amos, because 16 amos of rishus harabim is just a din of mishkan. You understand? The requirements, that's what we were saying the other day, the requirements of Dalet Amos and Rishus HaYochid and the requirements of 16 Amos and Rishus HaRabim are completely different. The requirement of Rishus HaYochid of Dalet Amos means that it has to be a certain functional Rishus. A 15 Amos wide road also functions. It's not a minimum function. The 15 Amos wide is because it has to be Doma L'Digle Midbar. Right? So when we say... But that wouldn't be... There would be no room for that in Karmelis. Over here, the Gemara is deciding how to formulate Karmelis. Should it be defined as a positive shame rishus too? So that's what it means. Mikuli rishus yachid is yes. It has to have a positive shame. It has to have a positive... We're going to make it like another function. We're going to require it be a functional rishus. They could have just made it makom. Could have just been there are two rishios and then makom. Anything that is a shame makom is kamalus. But they said no. We want it to be since we're really only trying to prevent a certain case, and it's only out of necessity that we have to define parameters. We can be makel in how we define those parameters. You understand? So we're gonna choose first kula is that kamalus has to be a functional rishus. Didn't have to be that way. There's nothing intrinsic in the idea. There's nothing intrinsic in what the gzeira is trying to accomplish that would require that. Yeah. All right. So we're going to stop now. We're going to continue tomorrow. But listen, this is what we're going to try to do. Try to finish up this discussion of ikilu b'rabbanan according to Rashi, such that Rashi holds that when they came to Avir, it would be impossible for the Karmelis to behave, for the Avir of the Karmelis to behave differently than the Avir of Rishus HaRabim. That's the way Rashi learns. Right? Whereas the Ran... disagrees. He says, no, they made the avir, but once they made the avir, now it's going to have its own properties. And now you can apply the general rule of matzah min as mino, right? And the fact that we hold matzah min as mino is not in dispute, because that's the Gemara in Erevin on test. You can take a quick look over there in, between the lechis. Okay, I'm trying to finish up wrong.